Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Rolling in to the third hour of the Rob Brown Radio Show. It is the Fan Upset. Did I mention, and I could be wrong about this, Lonzo, I'll need you to fact check me here, if you don't mind. We are the three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. I was at a ceremony where they said that.
So, I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought I had heard that somewhere.
I had to walk across the stage while everybody, all the bigwigs in media in South Carolina were staring at me. Yes.
I feel like you nailed it, though. I mean, I wasn't there to see it, but I'm sure you nailed it.
I did. You know, it helps when you know someone on the stage. Usually I have someone with me that I know going with me on the stage, but I was alone, and it was, but I was willing to do that for us, willing to deal with the stairs and the possible stumbles, which almost happened, by the way.
You almost bought the farm
on the first one. Yeah. Cause there's some wire. There was some thick wire. It was almost like an ACC situation across the bottom of the step when I came off. And so there's a little bit of a stumble, and I haven't worn real shoes in a while, and that may have factored in, but you know.
You hippie.
Yeah. So.
You hippie. Yeah, man. I feel like we kind of nailed it, frankly. Three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year, the Rob Brown Show, right here on the Fan Upstate. I'm going to go back to baseball here for just a second, and I got a bit of a long clip here. It's about 2 minutes, but it is a phenomenal clip. The LA Dodgers a couple of days ago, the LA Dodgers were playing the Oakland Athletics, the soon to not be Oakland Athletics, soon to be Southern California Athletics.
Is that team ever moving?
Yeah, next year they're playing in a minor league baseball stadium. In, I think, like Pasadena or something. They're going to spend a year in a minor league. I want you to think, and I say this respectfully because, y'all, we have one of the best minor league baseball stadiums in America, but I want you to think about a whole ass MLB team playing at Floor Field, right? Like for a whole season. And then they're moving to Las Vegas in Nevada if they can get the stadium rights taken care of, which they're still working on. So no guarantee, but like probably. The problem isn't that they are moving. The problem is that they are moving and screwing over a lot of people in the process. Well, they played the Dodgers the other day at home at LA. The Dodgers came into town. And the Dodgers broadcast announcers, Joe Davis, Kristen Watson, and Nomar Garcia-Para, decided, you know what seems like a good idea? Let's just shred the Oakland Athletics on our broadcast. That is 2 minutes of the LA Dodger broadcast team just absolutely taking up on the A's ownership, and I am here for it, dude.
I'm very disappointed. He didn't do his job the entire time he was doing that, though. Obviously, there were pitches thrown, and he didn't mention what. I mean, he's there to do play-by-play. I get what you said, but that part bothered me.
That's a TV broadcast, by the way. That's not radio. Like, but if that's radio, I totally agree with you, but okay. That's on the TV call.
Okay.
I got a little less difficulty with it being on TV at that point.
Because we've heard other guys, you know, in the middle of doing what they're doing, also call the game.
Like when Tom Brenneman got fired live on the air and Nick Castellanos went yard in what is one of the greatest radio calls of all time. And I don't know if I'll ever put this headset on again. There's a deep fly to Castellanos that's going to make it a 3-2 ball game. Ah, just, mwah. Just sugar sweet, man. I get it. I don't disagree with you. If that is a radio call, I don't disagree. Fundamental issue. That's TV call. It's fine. And on top of that, John Fisher, the owner of the Oakland Athletics, I think he is getting off the hook a little bit to keep it a buck. I think he is getting off the hook a little bit. I think he has been allowed to create this situation where he is not taking the heat that he probably should be taking. He's not taking the amount of criticism that he should be taking for what he is doing right now. And so to have this spot where you have a bad guy broadcast crew coming into your house, have a bad guy broadcast crew coming into the Coliseum, and not just talking, but like for minutes rolling up on you as a fan, that's awesome. Now, does it change anything? No, not really. At the end of the day, billionaire gonna billionaire. He didn't give a damn about you or me or these broadcasters or anybody else. John Fisher has one objective in his life. That one objective is to make the Oakland Athletics as valuable as he can, to make the Oakland Athletics as valuable as he can so that he can sell that team once he gets it to Las Vegas for as much money as he can. So I appreciate them bringing up the thousands of people who are going to lose their jobs when this team moves. I appreciate them bringing up the number of MLB players who said, yo, I wouldn't be who I am without this team. I wouldn't be in the spot that I am in without this team. I appreciate them bringing up all of those things. But at the end of the day, it sucks. None of it matters. It just doesn't matter. I applaud the Dodgers broadcast crew for bringing that fire. My man called it, Lonzo, insidious. That's a good word.
It is. It's a very good word. And from everything you've said, it's very fitting.
It's the best word. It's the best word. It's a great word. All right? It's insidious. It is. This is a dude who is actively and openly hurting people who have been a fan of this team for generations, man, for decades now. I have no doubt there are dudes that are going to A's games whose dad took them to A's games and whose dad's dad took them to A's games. And hell, maybe for some of the young ones, whose dad's dad's dad took them to A's games. They're going to go play in a minor league stadium in Pasadena next year. A minor league stadium. Maybe 7,000-seat stadium next year. A stadium that the majority of its seating is a big hill out in the outfield. Now, as a minor league baseball enthusiast, as I am, I like a good hill to go sit on and watch summertime baseball. Right? Nothing better than going out and be able to drink a cold brewski sitting on a hill out in right field and watch the boys bat it around a little bit. But not for a major league team, dude. It's just gross. And like I said, I'm I'm sitting here like, dude, shut the hell up. Like, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. Nothing's going to happen. John Fisher's going to make this team as valuable as he can make it. John Fisher is going to make the overall value of this team as high as he can make it. So he can spend 1 year crapping on this team again in a minor league stadium and then move it to Vegas. And when it moves to Vegas and the value of this team triples, he's just going to immediately sell it. Now, does he have a right to do that? Yes. Yes, he does. He has a right to do it. It's his team. All right? It's his team. But man, it feels gross. It feels gross that not just is he going to get away with it. He's going to get away with it and he's going to like triple his net worth. He's already a billionaire and he's going to like triple his net worth when he sells this team. And so generations of A's fans in Oakland are going to watch their team play in a minor league stadium, and then generations of A's fans are going to watch their team rebrand to the Las Vegas whatever they're going to be. And screw you guys, right? Screw you guys. Does it matter? No, not really. Does he have the right to do it? Absolutely he does. Does it make me sick to my stomach? Yes. So while it changes nothing, and while it fixes nothing, and while all those things are still absolutely going to happen, I do want to give credit to the LA Dodger broadcast team for showing up in Oakland and just absolutely ripping them a new one on a broadcast.
Yeah, you know what? I get it. But to me, and I hate how this sounds, and I know they're going through it, this just seems like such old news because it's so ongoing. And you keep waiting for the thing to be done and then be wherever, to be in Vegas where their destination is supposed to be. Do you remember another move like this taking so long and hitting all these hurdles?
I mean, if I go back and think about it, like maybe I could, but not really. Not really. I mean, it's pretty nasty. It's pretty gnarly. And it's like you said. I think that when it comes down to it, the fact that they are dragging this out for so long, the fact that, and again, you gotta get the rights to the stadium in Vegas. You got to make sure everything is good for the minor league stadium that you're going to be playing in California. You got to make sure that everything's good with the city, right? Because you were talking about probably having to make sure that parking is good around that stadium, because you gotta hope that there's gonna be, you know, there are still gonna be fans coming. But I don't know what to say about it. Like I said, it almost feels like a complete and total waste of time, because John Fisher very clearly and obviously doesn't give a damn that people are upset, and he doesn't have any shame that you can play on. The point of this whole TV broadcast that these guys just did that I played for you is to what? It's to shame John Fisher. But this is one of the problems with the influencer era. This country has lost the ability to feel shame. I have said a lot of times, I'm down for bringing back shaming people. I think more people should be shamed based on their behavior. More people should absolutely get openly and publicly mocked for their beliefs and their actions. The problem is we don't feel shame anymore. And because of that, John Fisher was probably watching this broadcast with his feet propped up in his gold-plated slippers and his big old cushy robe that's like made out of the fur of an endangered polar bear species. And he's smoking his pipe filled with tobacco that smells like money. And he's going, I'm very rich and I'm about to get much richer. He's the bad guy for Major League. You can't shame these people. So it sucks. It hurts everybody. It hurts A's fans. I think it hurts baseball fans, because basically what has just happened is that every Major League Baseball owner has now been showed, just do whatever you want. Just do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Don't give a damn about the fans. Who cares? And I'm part of the problem, though, because I've said before, When they moved to Vegas, the first time the Atlanta Braves played a three-game series on the road out in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm putting the fiance in an airplane, and we're going out to Vegas for the weekend. I'm part of the problem.
Well, she won't be the fiance at that point.
That's true. I'm putting the wife onto an airplane, and we're going out to Vegas for the weekend. I'm part of the problem. But I'm part of the problem because I've come to the realization it doesn't matter, right? I could come in here every day and go, yo, the A's, John Fisher, the ownership group, all of them. Double birds to all of them. And it doesn't matter. They're still going to get their way. They're still going to move the team. So I might as well enjoy it for what it is. Shame doesn't work for billionaire owners. Shame changes nothing. That's why the Dallas Cowboys keep doing the same thing over and over and over, because you can't shame Jerry Jones. That's why the Cleveland Browns keep doing the same thing over and over and over, because you can't shame the Haslams. That's why all these teams do the same thing over and over. That's why teams have narratives built about them and their ownership, because you can't shame them into changing anything. And it's kind of a shame. Oh, shame. See what I did there? Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So we've got Olympic wrestling on TV right now. It is women's freestyle, which was added to the games in 2004 in Athens. Zoe, could I ask you to, and you are the expert in the Big Ten sports, as I am affectionately calling them. Discus, lariat, javelin, wrestling. These are the Big Ten sports of the Olympics. Could you give like a wrestling for dummies breakdown of like a crash course, if you're going to tune into freestyle wrestling today, of what you need to know to be able to follow along, because I'm not a wrestling guy. I mean, a wrestling guy when it comes to like sequined robes and you know, the squared circle. I've never been able to get into freestyle or Greco-Roman wrestling. Can you give the people like a quick crash course on what they need to know to watch this sport?
Well, the main thing, and there are some Olympic rules that are different, and riding time, I don't know if it's in the Olympics or just in college, so I'll leave that go for now. If you take the opponent down, you get 2 points. If the opponent is behind you and you reverse the hold and get behind them, that's 2 points. If the opponent is in front of you and or on top of you and you escape, so not, you don't reverse it, but you get loose.
Okay.
So that's 1 point.
And so
a pin, obviously, is a win.
And it's not a pin like in pro wrestling where it's 1, 2, 3. It's like if you get both shoulders to the mat, that counts as a pin, correct?
Yes. And you're gonna love this. That it could be subjective, depending on the referee, about how long the shoulder blades have to be down.
You know, I love me some subjective referees.
Yeah, because there are times when you think, you'll see someone's shoulder blade touch for like a millisecond, and then boom, they hit it. And then there are other times it's like, yeah, it's hovering right there. They need to impress the mat. In other words, leave a dent in the mat. But that's the basic stuff.
So I went and looked up the rules. And here's what the Olympics website has to say about them. They say in modern day wrestling, particularly big events like the Olympics and the World Championships, victory by pinfall is a rarity. However, there are several ways to win a bout. The most common is victory by points. Wrestlers can try and score points by executing legal holds, throws, takedowns, maneuvering the opponent to expose his back to the mat for several seconds, or by executing reversals, which involve negating an opponent's position of advantage from a defensive position and gaining control of the situation. How often do you see a dude throw another dude? Is that like somewhat common?
In the upper weights, yes. I mean, that's one of the major things. And you can accumulate a lot of back points. I noticed earlier on the Greco-Roman match, they had techs. So when I say techs, I don't mean like, I just think you would
text. It was like BRB, LOL.
Yeah, no, I meant tech as in a technical fall, which means it's basically a mercy rule. If you get so many points ahead of the other guy, they call it a match.
Yeah, that guy's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
By the way, rather be pinned any day than be teched. Because that means they're playing with you.
Yeah, you're getting your ass kicked is what's happening. Moves carry points in accordance to their degree of difficulty in the Olympics, and a single move can carry anywhere between 1 to 5 points. High-scoring moves, generally arching throws, so like a German suplex. Is that a thing that happens in amateur wrestling? Ten, but rare?
So like a pancake. So if you're facing your opponent,
yep,
and you have two underhooks, you arch back and turn in the air.
Okay.
That would be a throw move.
Okay. High scoring moves, generally arching throws, carry the maximum number of points. Wrestlers can also gain points if his opponent causes infractions, like executing illegal holds, trying to flee a hold rather than to defend it, being too negative or passive, so on.
I think you're still looking at Greco, though.
No, these are under the freestyle category.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this is under the freestyle category. Gain points if the opponent causes infractions like executing illegal holds, trying to flee a hold rather than defend it, being too negative or passive, and so on. These often result in cautions. Accumulating 3 cautions during a bout automatically results in the guilty wrestler being disqualified at the end of a 6-minute period. The total scores are tallied, and the wrestler with more points wins. In case of a tie, the wrestler who has scored the maximum number of points from a single move is declared the winner. If wrestlers are level in that aspect as well, the least number of cautions and final points scored are taken in order as the tie-breaking factors. In the event of a freestyle wrestler building up a 10-point advantage over his opponent at any stage in the match, the bout is declared over and the leader is declared the winner by technical superiority.
Yeah, see, they have to throw the superiority in there. Like, but again, you know you're getting your butt whipped. There have been times, my son was on the leaderboard in the entire United States as far as victories goes his senior year. He was pretty good. And he has told me he felt the same way because early on he got teched a couple of times and so did I. They had just started the tech thing when I was in high school. It's so embarrassing. It is, because you know this guy could pin you, this guy could beat you, but he's just playing with you. He's basically practicing, and you, your skill level is not good enough to stop it.
So it's mercy rule, basically.
It is mercy rule. We just saw a tech a little bit earlier in Greco-Roman, and it's pretty embarrassing.
The primary, according to the Olympics, and this may be different from competition to competition, but according to the Olympics, the primary difference between Greco-Roman wrestling and freestyle wrestling is that in Greco-Roman wrestling, holding the opponent below the waist or using the legs for any defensive or offensive purpose is strictly prohibited. In freestyle wrestling, however, no such restrictions apply. Inspired from catch-as-catch-can wrestling, a combination of multiple wrestling styles and combat sport popular in English carnivals during the late 1800s, freestyle wrestling allows a lot more freedom as it allows attacking the opponent's hips, legs, and feet. As a result, freestyle bouts generally start with wrestlers taking a very low stance in order to defend the legs. Also, unlike Greco-Roman wrestling, where wrestlers need to stay in contact with the opponent through the course of a throw, freestyle wrestlers are allowed to let go and reestablish contact afterwards to complete a move. These facets allow for a much larger variety of techniques to be utilized, making freestyle wrestling a much more fluid style than perhaps a more rigid Greco-Roman variant. Smooth transitions to string together moves become imperative in freestyle wrestling, with rhythm playing a big part, end quote. Modern day wrestling freestyle rules are devised to reward active wrestlers and penalizing passive wrestlers attempting to employ negative or passive tactics, like being overly defensive. In freestyle wrestling, the first instance of passivity.
You did it.
Nailed it.
You did it. Good
from job. A wrestler earns them a verbal warning from the ref. If they continue to be inactive, a 30-second mandatory scoring window is issued. If either wrestler manages to score within this window, no penalty point is awarded. However, if neither can score within that 30-second window, the opponent of the designated passive wrestler is awarded a technical point. However, in the case the referee deems a wrestler to be passive with less than 30 seconds remaining on the clock for either period, they immediately receive a caution, and the active wrestler is automatically awarded a point.
Wow. Passivity or whatever that is. I've never heard of that part before.
Here is what I will say. The best thing about wrestling on TV right now is that it's not anymore in Serbia's playing Australian basketball. That's the best thing about wrestling on TV right now.
So you would prefer to watch a couple
Serbia and Australia play basketball, yeah, yes.
As opposed to watching some Americans wrestle.
I'd rather watch Nikola Jokic play basketball than watch wrestling.
Okay,
every day of the week.
I would rather watch Americans play a sport because I'm an American, but apparently you're a communist. So, I mean, you know.
Yes, you know, the well-known communist country of Australia. Big commies down there in Australia.
They used to be a penal colony. I know that. So, obviously thieves and robbers and things, yes.
Rather party with a bunch of Australians. They're dudes, bro.
How would you know? Have you ever partied with a bunch of Australians?
Yes, I have. In Las Vegas, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
They taught me how to gamble on cricket. I still don't understand a damn thing about it, but they taught me how to watch cricket.
Did you win money on cricket?
I didn't win money. They won money, and I just tailed their bets. So, I mean, yes, but they won it for me.
So technically you won money. You didn't know what you were doing.
I had no idea what I was doing. I watched them make bets. I made the same bets. I made money. Yes. The Aussies were dudes, dude. They were dudes. Loved them. Anyway, yes, I would rather watch Serbia and the Aussies play shooty hoops than watch wrestling. I get it. It takes stamina and toughness.
I wish Dan Severn was in this room right now. He would headbutt you till you submitted.
Again, I'm not saying people who are amateur wrestlers aren't complete and total badasses. They obviously are. There is no chance in hell I would survive 13 seconds of a wrestling match. That doesn't make it interesting to me.
Does his head look unusually large on the top?
It does. My dude's,
that's a big...
My dude's got a noggin on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like the leader from... Isn't he? I mean, you paint that dude green, he's a supervillain.
Joey texted the show, said, I'm in some sort of paradox. Went to bed with Rob Brown in my ear and now woke up with Rob Brown in my ear. Why?
Well, some people would pay for that sort of thing.
$9.99 a month. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Robin, the great one, Lonzo, with you. We talked some college ball earlier in the radio program. Let's talk some NFL football here for just a few minutes. We are 2 days away from preseason game numero uno of the Carolina Panthers. They are set to start Thursday night against Gerard Mayo and the New England Patriots.
Against who?
Gerard Dukes Mayo.
Is he a new guy, or is he a guy that's been in the league for 7 years?
For a very long time, just not as a coach. Just not as a coach. I got a couple of bits of sound.
Still not, okay.
A couple of bits of sound I want to give you here.
So he's not the quarterback?
No, he's the head coach.
Oh, okay. Who's the quarterback?
That's a great question. Is it going to be Drake May? And I do want to talk about that coming up in a while. Because there's like two active quarterback battles left, and that's one. And I do want to talk about the concept of starting a rookie quarterback too early. Because I think a lot of teams are learning, or at least they should be over the past couple of years, that if you throw a rookie quarterback into the fire, especially when you throw him under the fire for a real bad team, you can do more harm than good. Right? This is why I've said, much to the chagrin of the great one, and he's already hanging his head and shaking it because he knows what I'm going to say, this is Bryce Young's rookie year for me. This is his rookie year as far as I'm concerned. So here's some sound that we got. Let's start with this. Bryce Young was talking to America's sweetheart, Kay Adams, on the Up and Adams show. How do you not love Kay Adams?
Well, back before she decided to go all the weird makeup stuff. Back when she was natural, she was very pretty and funny and everything. But as she got more into the business, I think the business has changed her. Whatever. I like natural and you like manufactured. I mean, it's all, you know, beauty is in the eye.
Tiffy time.
Yeah, talk about completely manufactured, probably.
So, Bryce Young was talking with America's sweetheart, Kay Adams, and was asked about what his role within this offense is this year.
What do you think's in a sippy cup, milk or juice?
U-S-O-B, dude. Oh, man. Rude. Absolutely rude.
I'm going to go with juice. It's better in the summer.
We were at camp on Thursday. And the quarterback room came out of the locker room. And I was like, here come the quarterbacks, Diesel. And he said, who's that kid running with Andy Dalton? And I wanted to fist fight him on the spot. He knows what he did. Just like you know what you did, right? Infuriating.
Yeah, that's the opinion of quite a few people.
Anyway, there was some stuff that came out of practice yesterday. One of those things was that Bryce Young and Deontay Johnson kind of started looking like they were developing a little bit of chemistry. BY threw a couple of darts to DJ on the outside that he had to make a diving catch for on one to get outside of the DB. It was a good pass. He's throwing a couple of dots in stride. Here's what Canales said about the chemistry between Bryce Young and Deontay. He says he, BY, and DJ, Deontay Johnson, are making sure that they're on the same page, making sure the chemistry is good, but also making sure that Deontay Johnson is a part of the offense, not the focus on the offense. And I think that's important. I think it is important to make sure that you know who the guy is, but you also understand how the guy and the way that the guy plays within the system makes it easier for the other guys to do the same. And so far, And again, we've seen limited practice film, but in watching what I watched at FanFest last Thursday and that full open practice, some of the highlight films that have been coming out, etc., it kind of does feel like DJ and BY are on that same page right now. Here's a clip I pulled just for Lonzo, and I think it's an important one. Do I love it because it's coach speak and it's the coach I'm pulling for, or is this kind of cheesy cliche?
All right, so here's the thing. I'm all about the joy and the happiness and everything, but if he's still trying to do this in the middle of the season when they've only won two games, he's going to get a backlash from the players for sure. And, well, actually from everybody.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong, even if things aren't going great, with wanting to dap up the boys, wanting to get the bro hug in, right?
You call me what, the something of idealism? Isn't that exactly what he is?
You are the emperor of idealism.
Emperor. Okay, all right. So isn't that exactly what he's doing?
I mean, to some degree, but I also think there is a spot for it. I mean, listen, we've all had relationship struggles, right? Like, we've all had that spot where maybe you and the lady or maybe you and the fella aren't on the same page with each other. And what do? Do you walk into the room and you go, everything sucks, don't touch me, stay at, no. You walk into the room and you go, hey, we need to connect. We need to touch. We need to hold hands. We need to hug. We need to go out. We need to talk. We need to do something. Even when things are bad, it is important, I think, to stay dialed in on being there for and with each other. And that's the vibe I got from Kanellis here. Like I said, is it cheesy? Yes, it's absolutely cheesy. But sometimes cheesy is what works.
See, I subscribe to the great philosopher Francis, who once said, you touch my stuff, I kill you.
Ah, see. This is not me. We had the laugh yesterday at the house, the fiance and I, before I started BetMGM Tonight last night, because we were talking about Deadpool Wolverine, right? And I was like, yo, in this relationship, I'm Deadpool, you're Wolverine, right? Like, I just want to be around you all the time. I want to touch you whenever I get the chance. And you don't want that at all. Not that she doesn't love me, not that she's not, but she's just not. She's not a touchy-feely person. You all know somebody who's not a touchy-feely person. She loves me. She wants to be around me, but she doesn't want me, like, all up in her space all the time. And I, on the other hand, I'm the opposite. Physical touch is a love language of mine, okay? I like to hug. I like to put my hand on her thigh or wrap my arm around her shoulders when we're walking around or whatever. I'm Wade, and she's Logan. And we know that about each other. And I've told her, like, if we are in a bad spot, I need you to meet me halfway. Right? If we're in a bad spot, I need you to hold my hand. Make sure I know that you're in this still and not pull it away. Just like sometimes when you're in a bad way, I need to know that I need to leave you the hell alone sometimes. I kind of get that vibe from Dave Kanellis, love counselor here.
I don't know. He never said anything about it. He just was clearly positive the entire time. By the way, hugged in public again and you missed it.
With who?
Cherie. On stage.
Ugh, you jerk.
Well, she came in. I just
remember, everybody.
You can't do that. I mean,
Lonzo, non-huggy guy, is just handing him out during award season. Not to you, but whoever.
It is award season. I mean, you know, it's a special occasion. Happens once a year.
Last one before we take a break. Talked about Chuba Hubbard. He runs angry.
I don't know. Kanellis' positivity is starting to bother me. I hope it...
Yeah, we hate positivity around here.
I hope it works. No, because I'm worried that it's a false thing.
Dave's being positive? Ew.
No, I just... You know the team.
Dave's being positive? Ew.
You know the team, right? Right. You know the team he's talking about, right? All right, he's not the worst team in the league last year, right? I'm just saying, okay? Build to the positive. I don't know if you start out that bubbly. I'm just, you know.
Dave's being positive?
Where the heck is Dan Morgan? We need some balance here, okay? Where are the Dan Morgan clips?
Where's the Dan? Okay, now I'm going to go find Dan Morgan clips. I also want to hear Lonzo do a sports flash.
I don't. but I have to. Los Angeles Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh, I don't mind talking about him, has claimed he had no knowledge of the sign-stealing scandal, that continues to develop at Michigan. Harbaugh said in a press conference, "I do not apologize. I do not participate. Was not aware, not complicit in those said allegations." Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore faces more allegations for his involvement in that scandal. Team USA men's basketball will begin the knockout round today at 3:30 when they take on Brazil. Brazil is one of the best rebounding teams in the tournament with more offensive glass than any other team still standing and shoot three-pointers at a 45% rate. The Americans are fourth in rebounds per game, though they have scored 100-plus points in all three games so far. You don't have to rebound when you're making all your shots, except for Steph Curry, because he's horrible. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand-new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, and it's all a lot of fun and Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.